Hello, friends. Welcome to episode number 31 of the Write It podcast. I am your host, Deanna Martinez Bay, and I have a treat for us today. Today, we are actually going to focus on fiction writing, and we are going to discuss how to craft compelling characters. So, with this podcast episode, I hope to share effective character development tips. Okay? So let's just jump right in and get started. So we all know that characters are like the heartbeat of the story. So because of that, we have to really dive into creating effective characters, compelling characters, right? Because if our characters are boring, then the whole story is kind of boring if you think about it, right? So let's start with tip number one, which is starting with a backstory. So every character has a history, right? A past that has shaped them into who they are and influences their choices and their actions in the story. So by developing detailed backstories for our characters, it will help create a more interesting character. So some of these ideas would be to include their upbringing, their experiences and relationships, maybe a pivotal moment in their life, something that has shaped their personalities and their motivations. So starting by creating the backstory of your character is going to help you have an interesting character, so to say. So tip number two, we need to give them depth and complexity, right? So the goal here is to avoid a one-dimensional character, right? So by infusing them with depth and complexity, that will help us to not create a one-dimensional character. So in order to have a dimensional character, things we must explore are the character's strengths and weaknesses, their fears and their desires, maybe even their inner conflicts, right? Show all these different facets of their personality. And you also want to include both like admirable traits and flaws. Because by revealing both, it will make our characters relatable to our readers, right? Because no character can only be perfect. We all have flaws, so we have to make sure that our characters do as well. Tip number three, and I'm sure you've heard this a gazillion times, show, don't tell, right? So instead of telling our readers about the characters, about their traits and qualities, it's better to show their traits and qualities through their actions in the book. So by actions, we can show these traits and qualities through dialogue, you know, the way that they interact with others. So use vivid descriptions and details to bring your characters to life and allow the readers to form their own impressions of the characters, right? Okay, number four is to develop those relationships. This builds on tip number three, show, don't tell. Develop relationships. So characters don't exist on their own, right? No character is typically isolated unless, what was that movie with Tom Hanks where he was like on the deserted island and he lived with the soccer ball? You guys know what I'm talking about, but for some reason the title of the film is slipping my mind. It's like on the tip of my tongue. Ah, but you know what I'm talking about, right? So that whole story was about him living in isolation. So that's a rarity, right? Because typically our characters don't exist in isolation. So they interact with other characters in meaningful ways. So develop those relationships between the characters, whether it's like friendships, enemies, romances, families, maybe co-workers, you know, just develop those relationships in the book and explore how these relationships evolve over the course of the story. And that will help shape the character's growth and development, right? So develop those relationships in your stories. Tip number five is to create complex antagonists, right? So a compelling antagonist is more than just like a villain, so to say, right? Typically, they're a mirror of the protagonist, right? Like they could be kind of the same, but they typically tend to be a little opposite of the protagonist, right? So the antagonist is going to have their own goals and motivations and struggles, so to say. So develop complex antagonists in your story, right? And allow those antagonists to challenge the protagonist, right? So what this does is it adds layers of conflict and tension to the story. Okay, tip number six is to show character growth. And this kind of piggybacks on tip number five, creating complex antagonists. And then it also piggybacks on tip number four of developing relationships, because we touched upon it there too about character development. So tip number six, show character growth, right? So characters should evolve and grow over the course of the story, right? They'll face challenges, overcome obstacles. And then by overcoming these challenges and obstacles, it forces them to confront what they believe in, or maybe their fears or their limitations. So it's important to show their journey of self-discovery. The majority of the books that I write, I explain as being self-transformation novellas, because my character starts out one way at the beginning of the story and then transforms throughout the story to become a better version of themselves. So it's important to show that in the story. So you want to show the character journey of self-discovery, self-transformation. You want to highlight the lessons that they learn and how those lessons change them as the story progresses. Okay, tip number seven, and we've touched on this a little bit, is to make them flawed and vulnerable, right? Because I already stated that perfect characters are boring, but flaws and vulnerabilities make our characters relatable to the reader. It makes them human, right? So be sure to give your characters flaws that they must overcome. Whether it's something that happened in the past that haunts them, or maybe an insecurity that haunts them. But just be sure to make them vulnerable and real. By doing that, by making them flawed, it will make them appear more real. Okay, so let's see. That was tip number seven. Tip number eight is to show the internal conflict, right? So internal conflict is just as important as external conflict, right? So we need to explore our characters' internal struggles, right? Their doubts, their maybe moral dilemmas, as they wrestle with difficult decisions. Maybe they're wrestling with a decision that's conflicting with their emotions, So show the internal battles and allow those to show the reader how the internal battles are shaping their choices, right? And this will move your story forward. Okay, and our last tip is empathize with your characters as the writer. So to create, authentic characters, it's important to empathize with them, to understand their hopes and fears and motivations on an emotional level, maybe even a deep emotional level. So as the writer, we have to put ourselves in the shoes of our characters, right? And this will help us portray their experiences It will also help us portray those experiences with empathy, and it'll make the characters and the story more authentic, right? So, a character development is like the cornerstone of a compelling story, right? So hopefully these tips have encouraged you, have maybe helped you have an idea of how to create, rich, multi-dimensional characters, so that you can create a better story. You know what I mean? So dive deep into the minds and hearts of your characters, right? Let their stories unfold, and you will no doubt be able to craft an amazing story. All right. So I hope that these tips have helped you today, and I will be adding them into a blog post so that if you prefer to read them or print them out or take notes, you can do that through the blog post. Sometimes I know it's hard to listen to a podcast episode and take notes while you're trying to listen. So maybe you want to go back and listen to this again to take, notes to help you. But I am soon going to create a blog post with all of the tips in there. So I hope that this has helped you on your writer's journey. This is going to be a series of episodes that I plan on creating here. So this is our first in our series. Give me just a moment here. I did have an idea for the name of the series. So I was thinking, essential techniques and tips for writers, right? Mastering the craft of writing type things. So this is episode number one in our series, and I look forward to moving forward with it. And hopefully, these tips and ideas that I'm going to be bringing to the podcast will help all of us become better writers. Have a fantastic day.